Good day. So today I'll be continuing from where I stopped in the last topic, an episode, which was titled 10 things or 10 key things to help you manifest. So I'll just jump quickly into the two I'll be talking about today, which will be willing and be happy. So be willing. What does it mean to be like, be willing if you're manifesting? Well, to be willing is to sort of observe and understand that intelligence, like I said from last time, that gave birth to you, or that had you all fixed up when you were an infant, that had all your hair placed at the right spot, that took care of your nails, your legs, your hands, your eyes. Just observing and trusting that is gonna be like in charge, directing you. So it makes you observe. That understanding, that willingness will make you observe whatever the situation may be. That might be disturbing you. It'll just make you observe and you absorb whatever experience is coming. And then realize that whatever you have coming to your reality, your consciousness, it will only help you easily, you know, it will only help you easily see flow into your life, whatever it is that you're willing to manifest or to get. And while you're willing and open, there are things that you have to check, like how would this thing that I'm about to manifest, how is it going to be of benefit to me? How is it going to help me? Will it help me grow? Or am I just wanting it for the sake of having it? Do I just want it to be able to fit into certain class in society? Do I want it because my friends have it? Do I want it because I'm persuaded by family and friends to get it? You have to look at a bigger picture. What is it going to be serving for you, that which you're desiring, that you want to manifest? Will it help, you know, the greater human race, general public, your neighbors, your colleagues, your friends? You know, if you go on for that position, for instance, and you're a boss or a leader of an organization, how are you going to impact people's lives? Are they going to feel worse off when you're there? You know? So you have to have that will. You know, be willing to be selfless. You know? You have to be in that state that you be able to absorb into your heart as well as your mind. That understanding, that clarity, that you're not just doing this for yourself, But what you're wanting, what you're needing, is for the greater good of man. And not for only, you know, your mind alone, but for the collective mind. You know? You have to be able to, that willingness to be able to dig deep inside you to realize or surrender the goal, then trust that that intelligence will take care of everything. So it's almost like you have that desire that you want to be something, that you want to be a boss, that you want to, you know, you want to, you know, get a family with a child, you want to have a partner, a relationship, you want to collaborate, you want to do well in school and stuff like that. You know, you don't have to constantly push yourself up to the extent that you're feeling like you're working yourself too hard. You have to trust. And then that trust brings about your willingness to trust, willingness to let go of that goal if it arises. Like, if something is delaying it, are you willing to let it go? Or is it going to be personal? You know, it's like you're thinking of success, but not in a selfish way. So if it's not coming directly to you to boost your ego, you're not worried about that, because that's not why you're getting it. You're able to wait, you're willing to wait and absorb everything that nature is bringing to you, that the universe is sending to you. You're willing to observe what nature is going to be teaching you in the process of you trying to manifest those things. So that's one for the willingness. So be willing, you know, to be selfless. Be willing to be open, and be willing also, you know, to let go of your own way of how it will happen, you know, but willing to let go of how it will happen generally. And if it doesn't happen, be willing also to let go. But the funny and the good part of it is, when you're in that state, it still comes to fulfillment, but the willingness has only helped project that into your vortex, magnifying it for it to come. You know, it's like an unconscious actions that we take on a daily basis without knowing. Like if we want to get up and move, for instance, we're not thinking in our mind, we're willing to, you know, take the next step for going to that, towards that door handle. And we're willing to sit back if our feet cannot carry us. But we only know that we're not just feeling fine there. It's not like we're giving up. But we're willing to wait for our legs to get better so that we can move again. You know, that kind of willingness is what we're talking about. And then the second one, quickly, will be happiness. Say happiness is great gain, isn't it? And in the vibration, joy is one of the highest in the vibration. You know, joy, happiness is one of the perfection, one of the highest skill of vibration. And the fact of it is, the universe, God Almighty, wants you to have the best. Because ultimately, he wants to be happy because you are an extension of him. He wants you to be happy. An experience of happiness, an experience of joy. So you have to be able to have yourself look at what you're manifesting from that higher vibration, having that joy as though it's already come, having that happiness as though it's already here. You know, some people might see to look at happiness, you know, in a funny way, like, oh, happiness is a small thing, but it is not, you know. It is one of the vital ingredients to help you manifest. A happy heart manifests easily. A joyous heart manifests easily. So it's very important that we check our vibration at every point in time. You know, because one thing we should realize as well is our soul, our higher self, doesn't seek for something that will make us, you know, pump or feel more egocentric, kind of. It looks for what will give us that happiness and peace, that happiness within ourselves, not to show off, but to be happy where we are. You know, not neglecting those simpler things, you know, that saves us. You know. And you have to look deep and ask yourself some deep questions. Would I sacrifice what I'm about to manifest? Would I have to sacrifice my joy, my happiness for me to get it? Would that job make me happy? Am I currently happy at my job or in my job? Am I currently joyous in what I do? Do I enjoy that relationship? Am I happy with the sets of friends I keep? Am I happy with my peers in my professional circle? These are things that you have to look into when you're about to manifest things that you want or need. Would it make me happy? What will this bring to me? I know it's easy for people to say, oh yeah, if I have a little bit of this, a little bit of that, I'll be happy. But you don't know that. Because the moment you get it, that is the only time you know. Because happiness is not as a result of what you're getting. It's a generation from within you. It's a state of being. It's a realization. It's a choice of living. You know, each time you see anger, each time you see frustration, each time you see disappointment, that is an opportunity for you to flex your happiness. Can I switch? Can I sacrifice that ego inside of me and say, you know what? I'm not going to let this face me. I'm not going to let this affect me. But rather, choose to be happy, because happiness is the way and happiness is my way. Are you that sort of person? You know, some people get into businesses sometimes that could bring all sorts to them, competitive, highly competitive, that it pushes them to the wall sometimes, and they go on and do all sorts of things. Put people down just to get up, you know, talk bad about someone or look down on someone just because you want to be seen as the best, struggling hard to portray yourself as better than the next person? No. Though you might get that egocentric sort of mopped up joy, if you like, or creation of an excitement of some kind that you can get from doing any other thing in a split second, but it will not give you joy. It will not give you that joy that your soul needs. It will not give you that joy that your soul purpose would have brought to you. So it's very good we check that as well, our happiness, because perfect joy is the key. It shows us, it tells us if we're on the right path. It's not joy now because you have money or what you have for comfort, but if those things are taken away from you, are you still going to be joyous looking back? Are you still going to be joyous projecting forward? Are you still going to be joyous if everything that you have that was making you joyful right now or happy is taken away from you? This is like one easiest way to find out. Would you still be happy or joyous? Would you look at what you did or what you've done with it and be happy and joyous? Or would you be angry that you've lost it? Because when you're angry that you've lost it, is the ego coming into play, that you're no more longer in control, like the show-off type. Then you feel ashamed. But if you've used it properly, if you've used it properly, you will always be joyous, even if everything is taken away from you. Because if it serves the greater good, an extension of what you've shared, of what you've done in people's life, will be making you joyous and happy. It'll be an extension of joy. People will refer to you, you know, as a good person. You know, and lives could be changed from that. You know, as to a centered way or an enclosed way, a limited way of artificial joy, a joy that cannot be shared. It's not complete joy. A joy that is defined by what you've hoarded or the clothes you wear, or the cars you drive, or the, you know, the friends you keep, or the places you go. You know, I can't even begin to name all of them that we as humans always like to, you know, associate with joy and happiness. Those things don't make you really happy. It's just an artificial stuff. How you know if you're really joyous is when those things, the cars are taken away from you, your clothing are taken away from your wife, your children, all gone. Would you still be happy where you are? It's hard, I know. It's only when you dig deep, you find out that you, inside of you, lies the happiness that you want. That joy you seek is always inside of you. It's always has been in there. If you can generate such joy, such happiness, no matter what is taken away from you, you will always still be that in that attainment. Because the overall is the feeling. Remember, the overall reason why we're acquiring all these things is to have that feeling, that good feeling that we've accomplished, that good feeling that we've made our soul purpose, that we've done our part, that we've impacted lives, that you are able to provide, that you are able to share with people. You know, that good feeling is a feeling of an extension of your soul purpose, impacting lives that you've come across with. Now, those feelings cannot be achieved just by having money, cars, houses, those luxuries. You can have all of those luxuries and still not be happy. You can have all of those luxuries and still not be joyous. So we have to have that state of mind of understanding what happiness really is. Happiness is generated by the seeker. Happiness is generated by you. Happiness is within you. Nothing outside of you can make you happy. They can ignite it, but they cannot keep you happy or joyous. But only you can find that happiness. And for you to find it, you have to be selfless and not attach your happiness to anything in the extension or in this physical dimension. So I'll leave you at this. So shared, we've talked about today, be happy. And we've talked about be willing. So be willing and be happy. In the next episode, we'll talk about two more. And I hope we'll cover this like very soon. I hope this is a blessing to you out there listening. Peace, love and light from you. It's Lou from the Infinite Touches. And I'm out.
Oh, very much further. I don't wanna have to go where you don't follow. I won't hold it back again. This passion inside can't run from myself. There's nowhere to hide. Your love I'll remember forever. Don't make me close one more door. I don't wanna hurt anymore. Stay in my arms if you dare, or must I imagine you there? Don't walk away from me.
Sing these songs in the original key. Whitney Houston, you've just been Brian Eyes. We miss you so much. Thank you for leaving us this legendary amount of music that you've left. There'll never be another one like you. Be with you tomorrow, with me tomorrow, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. Now Brian Eyes, my man, Phil Collins. We'll see you then. Peace.
Father, I don't wanna dreams.